在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, our friend, English teacher Lita Baker, joins us from Los Angeles to talk about expressions of sympathy.
The reason that this came up for me is that a friend of mine lost his father last week, and we were over there visiting him, and I said what we normally say to a person in our culture when someone has died. I said, I'm so sorry for your loss. And I've been, you know, writing some materials for teaching English as a second language, and it occurred to me that this is a topic that you never see in ESL textbooks. And yet it's so important in a situation where someone is grieving to say the right thing.
And yet, doesn't it seem odd almost to say I'm sorry? If you think about it, you know, what are you apologizing for?
Apology.
Well, right, exactly. So what does that
mean? It's an expression of sympathy, and I think this is one of those little traps that people who are learning English can fall into, is, you know, not understanding that an expression like I'm sorry can have several different meanings. And, of course, one of them, when you step on someone's foot, you say I'm sorry, you apologize. But another meaning of I'm sorry is an expression of sympathy, you know, that you feel sad because the other person has lost something or because something bad has happened to that person. So in that situation, it's very appropriate to say, I'm sorry. Death is such a sensitive topic, not only in U.S. culture, but in every culture. I think it's even the word itself is something that we're not comfortable saying. And so we tend to find gentler ways of talking about this topic so that if somebody has died, we'll say, I'm sorry for your loss, or I heard about your father's passing and I'm so sorry, or we'll say my condolences.
How do you go beyond that in the conversation?
Well, usually if you say to somebody, I'm so sorry for your loss, the person might say thank you, but they might say nothing. And certainly the way I was brought up was that when you're in the presence of a person who is grieving, the best thing to do is say you're sorry, express your condolences, and then be quiet. Let the person who's grieving determine what is going to happen next. If they feel like talking, then you go along with that. But if they feel like being silent, then you need to be comfortable with that as well. That's how my parents raised me.
Now, to go beyond that in writing, how do you go about doing that?
Well, I think in writing, if you're writing your own note, the same things that you would say are appropriate to write. So we send you our deepest sympathy, or I'm so sorry for your loss. By the way, I want to say something about the word sympathy. I've received sympathy cards from my students on my birthday. Now,
are they doing this?
because they're go on.
Well, to them, they're very happy that it's my birthday and they're sharing in my happiness. And to them the word sympathy is a word that you use when you are participating in whatever the other person is feeling. But I think what people who are learning English really have to understand is that in our culture, the word sympathy is always associated with sadness. So if you are in, you know, the store and you're looking for a card to send somebody, and if that card has the word sympathy on it, then they need to understand that that card it's intended to be sent to someone who has suffered a death in the family.
English teacher Lita Baker will have more advice next month about expressing kind words at unhappy times.
By the way, right after the interview, we got this email from Lita. Hi, I just got home and saw one of my neighbors who normally walks with two dogs. He was walking with just one, so I asked him what happened. He said the other dog died last week. So what did I say? I'm sorry for your loss. And he replied, thank you for your condolences.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Lita's previous segments can be found at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Scherble.